Surveys show one of the key issues Michigan voters will consider when they make their choice for president this fall is who they believe will do better for the state's and the nation's economy. WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter talked with voters across Metro Detroit about their perceptions of the economic situation and which candidate they would prefer guiding financial policy in the future.
Jacob Dykla. I think Americans don't like Biden. That's just what I feel like. If you can blame inflation on him, things aren't as good as they were, quote unquote, when Trump was running. Things are higher. The only thing that's affordable is gas right now. There is no middle class at this moment. It is either you are poor or you are rich. Things seemed to be better when Trump was running. Not that I know he'll come and make things better, just that everyone I know lives paycheck to paycheck, unless you know somebody rich. We are in a crisis. You know, it's hard. That's just like what's going on right now.
My name is Derek Overton. As far as I'm concerned, I'll take Biden any day over the lunacy that I see in Trump. We had supply chain issues during the pandemic. But I think what a lot of these manufacturers figured out is that let's slow the flow of product through the supply chain to keep prices higher. You know, the economy is doing well as far as I'm concerned. Product is moving. I think this inflation is being artificially put in place. They want the voting consumer to be unhappy, I believe, as we approach the election. People are working. Just got to, you know, manage your money. Watch how you spend it out here, you know, until they can get this inflation down and maybe wages up a little bit more. Rent is a serious issue.
Don Sterk, I don't like what Biden's done at all. Everything's doubled. At least when Trump was in there, I could say one thing, it stayed the same. Gas was the same for 4 years. We need to start building our own stuff again. Put sanctions on China so we can, at least if they're sending stuff over here, they got to pay just like we do over there. I sold stuff and had to wait for stuff to come in on China for the slow boat. And you're just sitting there waiting and you could be doing jobs and you can't get the parts. I'm a business owner, so I'd rather see a business owner run. A Democrat, I don't think could run a business in America to save his life, because you can't run a business in the red. You can't keep not balancing the budget. You'll be out of business. And that's all they're doing.
Karen Gombieski. The seniors, I take care of seniors. It's a damn shame what some of them go through. Just the cost of living, you know, they don't get a raise. And it's just hard for everybody, really. But working with seniors, I hear a lot of sad stories because their Social Security don't go up. The cost of living for the senior living. I work in a home there, and, you know, it's like $24,000 to $4,000 average. And, yeah, the one I'm at is $2,700, and for the food is crappy. It's just not right. You know, the health situation. Make sure they got good insurance. Nobody, I don't care where you come from or what you got in life, nobody should have to suffer. I don't think an age thing. They shouldn't say, oh, you're 80s. You know, it's time for you to say goodbye.
My name is Mustafa Hossein. After COVID, it's affected, especially with the Uber driver. We realize it because the prices are very cheap for us. You know, worth it even to drive. I see some trips here from here to the airport with $15, which is 25 miles. Before that, we used to take the customer from here to the airport with 35, with 45, which is makes sense for us. To be honest, in Trump time, everything was going up, but I can't judge. When Biden came, there's a lot of challenge came with him, which is coronavirus.
Moses Yarsik. Well, I do like Trump's values. I like what he stands for. I like a businessman. Do I like some of his tweets and some of his language? No, but that's Trump. I like the results. I like for 4 years our economy was doing fantastic until COVID hit, which was a hell of a curveball for him. I just think the country was rolling along great. I have never seen this. I had supermarkets my whole life. I was in food business my whole life. I look at wholesale prices still. I have never seen what's going on with the prices in this country. a lot of it by inflation. I think my number one thing is bring the Americans back together. The staunch conservative right-wingers, which I don't like, and the left-wing liberals. We got to get these people together to start talking again.
Melissa? Marecki? I mean, I'm a two-person dual-income family, so we aren't experiencing the hardship that I know a lot of other people are, but I do see, I mean, the kids I work with, there are a lot of high-risk families and stuff like that, and it's definitely hitting a lot of people pretty hard. I really don't see the appeal in Trump. Not a fan.
You don't think he'll be a businessman and come back and change the economy?
No, I think he's actually a terrible businessman. Bankruptcy, you can go on and on about that.
David Dobbs.
But giving all our money away, for one, all these people are coming from other countries. They're giving them everything. Our vets, they're not giving them anything. They give them their, maybe if they can get their check. Ukraine needs help, I understand that. But I believe you should do at home first. 80 million here, 80 billion there. You know, we're working our fannies off for that to give it to them. And they're taking our money that we work blood and sweat and giving it to somebody. Granted, they are poor people, but that's a poor country. But to continually on and on and on and on.
Pasco, Buica, I don't think either one of them is fit to be the next president of the United States. If I had to choose one or the other, I guess I would go with Biden, because Trump doesn't like to lose, so he'll want to get even. I would like to see, if we're talking about our home here, controlling the inflation, make sure that we don't go through what we went through the past as far as a crash. Taking care of our home, and then we can look outside to the neighbors. That's our war here at home, is the economy.